inspired to draw attention to the latest example of Republicans in Congress taking care of special interests at the expense of the American people. Behind closed doors of the Budget Reconciliation Conference and without the participation of any Democratic colleague in either the House or the Senate, Republicans killed a Senate-passed provision that would have eliminated $22 billion over the next 10 years in overpayments to insurance companies participating in Medicare. Now, the most outrageous thing about this stealthy attack in the dead of night is that while Republicans were protecting this windfall for insurance companies, they were slashing the health care safety net for children, seniors, and people with disabilities to pay for it. This really comes down to the fact that Republicans, once again, are protecting a loophole for their special interests. This particular loophole allows insurance companies to game Medicare payment policy by preserving a scheme that provides incentives to HMOs to take advantage of what is called upcoding, where patients are billed as having a more severe form of their diagnosed condition. For example, using the code renal failure instead of the less severe diabetes. And this practice allows insurance companies to claim reimbursements above what they deserve. As a result of this loophole, the overpayments will continue and our healthcare spending will rise, as is usual in this environment we're in Washington. So as a result, the government will be paying insurance companies $100 million more by 2012 and $900 million more by 2014. Congressman Dingell and I are going to stop this giveaway. If the Republican Congress passes this windfall and President Bush signs it into law, we will introduce legislation in both chambers of Congress to stop it. Our bill will also eliminate a slush fund that was reinstated for insurance companies in the law that created the Medicare prescription drug benefit. The Medicare Payment Advisory Committee, the independent group tasked by Congress to oversee and report on Medicare payments, called for the elimination of these giveaways, calling them duplicative and excessive. Congressman Dingell and I will instead use this funding to restore funding to children's health care and Medicaid cut by the Republican budget. You know, this is just one more reason that we must stop the Republican culture of corruption that is poisoning our legislative process, and we have to make our health care system more accountable and cost-effective. Now I'd like to turn it over to my friend and colleague, Congressman John Dingell.
Well, I'm delighted to be on this line with my dear friend, Senator Clinton. She is a great public servant, outstanding member of the Senate, and her work on behalf of public health and the American people and their health is not only well-known, but vastly admired and should be. In their usual sneaky, dishonest fashion, my Republican colleagues put together a conference report behind closed doors. They permitted no Democrat to be in the room, nor to know what was being done. And it all of a sudden comes out as to what they were up to. Now, while I disagree with their budget, the Republicans still had some choices they could make about how to meet their targets. But it's interesting to know how they solved the problems that they thought they confronted. They chose to take health care away from working families rather than to reduce overpayments to insurers. The Senate bill included a number of provisions that would take away known overpayments to private industry. They did not attack working families' health coverage or increase the number of uninsured. The final product, which represents a tremendous giveaway to the HMO and health insurance industry, on which the House will vote next week, swept these provisions, reducing industry overpayments off the table. They protected the insurance industry while exposing more than 50 million Americans, particularly sick children, to losing medically necessary care and making them pay significantly more to get necessary care. Now, the Congressional Budget Office has an initial analysis of the harmful provisions of the House-passed bill. It's strikingly similar to the final product. Just the new provisions, increasing insurance provisions, or rather premiums, will cause 110,000 children, parents, and people with disabilities to lose health insurance in the year 2015 alone. CBO will report out all of the data later this week on the effects of the conference report. Given the recent press about the industry's grip on congressional Republicans, I'm astounded that they would be going to move forward with this budget bill in the House, where it is so plain that working families' health care has been sacrificed to protect excess profits in the industry from the Medicare program. The same Republicans who protected the HMO's ability to get these vast overpayments from Medicare will be back in a couple weeks with a 2007 budget plan telling you that Medicare spending is out of control. And I can guarantee they'll want to sweat the cost of this out of the hides of working families while they give the same thing that they have given in this instance to their fat cat friends in the HMOs and the healthcare industry.